I think it's quite an interesting book.
Very dangerous to know who really killed him.
Who really killed him? Oh, no.
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. And I got two more volumes, so now I have four. I think that's all that were ever published.
Yeah, baby,
I did it. I knew him when he had time to do this.
Okay, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. It's 5 minutes.
With your permission.
Go on.
Chapter 19, Sefer Melachim Aleph. In the middle of the story of Eliyahu HaNavi, after Eliyahu HaNavi made the biggest miracle by stopping the rain first for about 14 months, and now he made the miracle about the fire came down from Shamayim, and he slaughtered the false prophets, 450 people, slaughtered them, and all of Israel came and they screamed, Hashem Elokim, God Almighty is God. Sounds like all of Israel came to Haifa, to the Carmel, and at that moment they all came to the decision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real God, and it's nothing to do with idols anymore. Then he made the miracle that the rain started to come immediately. Sounds like he won. Or if we say, Hashem Baruch Hashem has back his nation. In chapter 19, sentence 1, with your permission, Vayagid Achav Leizavel, Machshimam et kol asher atah Eliyahu. Achav went home and told his wife whatever Eliyahu did about the rain and the miracle with the bulls, the fire that came from Shamayim, with Kol Asher Aret, with Kol Anivim Mechayev, that he killed also the 450 false prophets, and of course his devil was a goy, she was the daughter of the king of Sidon. So his devil went, and she sent a messenger, but Ishlach his devil Malach and Eliyahu Lemor, she sent a messenger to Eliyahu. After already Eliyahu is so-called on the rise and everybody agrees with him, he sends a messenger, tomorrow I'm going to kill you. Of course she was an idol worship person, so of course she didn't like the idea that Eliyahu HaNavi killed 450 people, besides that she used to support and give food in the time of the famine to 400 false Nevi'im, those ones didn't arrive at the test that Eliyahu HaNavi made. Of course she was upset that Eliyahu did such a thing, but sounds like that she has such a power that she's going to kill him. So you're going to kill him, the person that made such big miracles, and the person that was able to bring Olam Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that moment, Olam Yisrael gave him the opportunity in he himself, said Chachamim, that he killed himself, he slaughtered himself, the 450 false prophets that used to worship idols. Nevertheless, she sent a messenger now that tomorrow she's going to kill him tomorrow morning. The Medrash says Chachamim say that Achav arrived at night, or late afternoon home, and Isabel asked him what's going on, and he tells her everything. So during the night she gave him such a hard time that he agreed with her that she's going to kill Eliyahu HaNavi, even though he himself already sounds like that he already understood that Eliyahu HaNavi is right and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that we should worship, Nevertheless, she was able to convince him, and she's sending now a messenger to kill Yonami.
So why did she send him a warning?
Yeah, I don't know.
Then the natural thing would be for
him to run away, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. I have no answer. ויער ויקום וילך אל נפשו ויבוא באר שבע אשר ליהודה. He's running away from his life and he's going to באר שבע, that is in the territory of Yehuda. So חכמים say there were two באר שבע, one באר שבע in the territory of Shimon, one באר שבע in the territory of Yehuda, but it's really one long city. I think you have in Virginia such a big city that the border goes in the middle of the city.
Yes, several
places. Several places like this. So Be'er Sheva is one of them.
It's Minneapolis and St. Paul are
specific. So Be'er Sheva, Chachamim say, was in the same city that was in the tribe of Shimon and the tribe of Yehudah. And here he runs to the Be'er Sheva that belongs to the tribe of Yehudah. V'yanach et Nahor Sham, he had his helper and he let his helper stay over there and he's going to run for his life. He cannot even stay in Be'er Sheva. Chachamim say that he runs to Be'er Sheva because Be'er Sheva belongs to Yehuda, and Yehuda is a different king. That Ahab ruled 10 tribes, and Yehuda and Binyamin had one tribe. And he is running away to his life, but it's the first time he made a stop in Be'er Sheva. It belongs to Yehuda. It means he's running to a territory that Ahab and his devil have no power. But nevertheless, he's still afraid, because since Ahab was a very powerful king, he's still afraid for his life. He left his servant is the boy that helps him, he lives over there in Be'er Sheva. He goes to the desert and he's going to sit underneath a tree. He's talking to himself, he wants to die. He says, please see, nothing goes well for me. I'm not better than my forefathers. Please, I want to die. So it's a little bit strange that after the big miracle that he made, that the fire came down from Shamayim and all of Israel, Baruch Hashem, agreed with him, the Siddur Hashem Elohim, and now he's afraid of his life, he's running away, and not only that, he's giving up and says, I want to die, committing suicide. I said, just a day ago you made such a big miracle and you were able to fight all these prophets, and today it's all over. He goes to lie down, he's going to sleep. This is Malach Nogeva Yolokum Echol. An angel comes and touches him, tells him, get up, go eat. He looks around, the angel brought him a cake and a little bit of plate or like a jar of water. Yochal vayesh vayashu vayishtav. He eats, drinks, and he goes back, he lies down. Vayashu malach hashim shenit. Angel comes again. Eidabo touches him again. Vayemel kumechor, please stand up. Sit and eat. Girav yumcha adarech, you have a long way to go. Please eat. It's a little bit strange. It sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind this, that he's sending an angel from Shamayim. An angel comes and gives him food. It's a little bit strange if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does such a thing, let him save him.
But doesn't it show a lack of belief on the part of Eliyahu? That he has to die, he doesn't think God will save him?
Right, then why he was running away? Chachamim said that he figured out that when the messenger got over to him and she has that guts to send the messenger to kill him, must be that his life is in danger. And he's running away. Again, it's very strange after making such big miracles that he's afraid somebody might kill him. Of course, a human being might kill him. But here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the thing. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending an angel from Shamayim to give him a cake and some water. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save him, like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him right there. Says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will see later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Eliyahu a few times with angels. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to save him, he helps him. Not only that, he tells him, you have a long walk, please eat the cake and the water, you have a long walk. ויאכל וישתה, אית ונג'ינג וילך בכוח האכילה היא 40-40 לילה, אדר אלוקים חורב. He's walking, he doesn't know where he's walking, חכמים צאים. Started walking from Be'er Sheva, he's walking 40 days and 40 nights, and he arrived at Har Sinai, in the Sinai desert. It's a big question, it doesn't take 40 days and 40 nights to walk from Be'er Sheva to Sinai. They say the maximum it takes 11 days. That's what says in the Torah, Achad Atayel Mechorev, Deech Arsi Ad Kadesh Barnea, because it's not Be'er Sheva, but it's not far Chachamim, you say. Anyway, over here it says, again, it's a question, what does it mean exactly? So Chachamim like to offer that the 40 days and 40 nights are not until that mountain, what we call Sinai Mountain. This is until Sinai Mountain, and way back, at the end of the chapter, is going to go back all the way back to Syria. That took 40 days, maybe. That sounds a little bit better. I think the Navi doesn't say that. Over here it says it took him 40 days and 40 nights until he got to Har Sinai. All of a sudden, he found himself in Har Sinai. Why are you in Har Sinai? Happened to be in Har Sinai. He's running away for his life from his Zebel, and he's going now, he doesn't know where he's going to, all of a sudden he hits Har Sinai. In the Sinai desert, he goes to a cave, he goes to sleep. What are you looking for? What are you doing here? What am I doing here? What are you doing here? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? An angel just came over to me and told me that I should better eat and better drink because I have a long walk to walk. So I, Baruch Hashem, I walked, and I fell asleep. So God just said, what are you doing here? I said, what am I doing here? What am I doing? You send me over here. Send me an angel. I don't know. Doesn't say, you know. Maybe indeed. Maybe recognize it. So the Rebbe says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu asking, what are you doing here, Eliyahu? So look at the answer. I mean, the answer is even more strange than the question. Am Israel left their treaty. The two explanations for Chachamim say, one explanation means that Am Israel left the treaty, it means they worship idols. And other explanation, they stopped doing Brit Milah. They destroy the private altars that people had in the backyard, even though you cannot use it because it's the Tamigdash, but still people did it anyway. So, what's so bad about it? It's very good, it's a mitzvah. But Nevi'echa al Gub Echarev, they killed all the prophets besides hundreds that they were hiding in a cave. In two caves, it's a secret, so it's just a usual statement, a general statement that it means Am Yisrael killed the prophet. I was only by myself left, they tried to kill me. They said, excuse me, I ask you, what are you doing here? Just say I'm running for my life. If that's the answer. Or I ask you to say such a big statement. It says, well, I'm so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm Israel, did this, did that. It says, I don't understand. We ask you to say that, that's number one. Number two, Shama. Number two, nobody asked you that. Number two, it's just the opposite. It's 40 days ago, if it took 40 days, he won, so-called, the debate that he had with the false prophets, and all of them screamed Hashem Mo Elohim. So besides the devil, sounds like the old best Eliyahu Navi, she has a tremendous power. She was really running the country, and she sent the messages she wants to kill him. But it's not all Am Yisrael, so the whole thing is not true. He should have said, Eliyahu, what are you doing here? He says, Isabel wants to kill me, that's the answer. Why did we get here? He said, somebody wants to kill me, Isabel. It has to do with Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael already did Tshuva, they all said Hashem Elohim. They all regretted. They all announced firmly, all of them said, we believe in God Almighty. So So now he says, no, Am Yisrael left the treaty, Am Yisrael don't do Brit Mila. He says, I ask you that. That's not why you're here. You're here because his Eva is threatening you, she wants to kill you. He doesn't say the right answer. But here we have says, please go out to the cave. And stand outside on the mountain, the near Hashem of Earth. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu is passing by. Ruach Gdola v'chazak Nefarei Karim u'meshaber Slayim Lifnei Hashem. It says, Targum says, Chachamim said, it means that angels that come with wind, with a big wind, that take apart mountains and break rocks. And he was standing by, and there's a big wind blowing, and the Medrash says this is the biggest wind ever that blew around. This is before the tsunami probably. The biggest one ever that breaks, that takes mountains apart and breaks rocks. This never happened in history, never happened after the Medrash says. Never happened.
They create
after? Yeah, sounds like when we begin the that's what the Medrash says. To take apart mountains and to break.
Split water.
Split water. Water is easy to split, I think. But to take apart mountains. Today they do it, I think. Today. I think hurricanes, today they do such things. No. I don't know what they do. But that's what the metal says. The metal says.
Tornadoes.
Today they do, yeah. Today they do. Right. But they can take apart a mountain. I don't know. But the Midrash says it's one of a kind, never happened. Right? Take a building off. Yeah. The big building. Yeah. The Midrash says that this is the biggest one ever. So, says why Hashem is doing it? What's the purpose? And Eliyahu is standing by, and this wind passes by. Sounds like this wind did something over there. He's standing on the mountain, and sounds like the wind broke some part of the mountain and broke some rocks. That's not what Hashem. I said, no, it's not Hashem yet. This is just the wind. The noise, tremendous noise. Again, the Medrash says, based on the Targumim terminology, that means not a noise. No, it says that angels came and they made out of noise. Lo v'rash Hashem. It says, no, it's not Hashem yet, it's just angels. The Ha'arashish, after this big noise was a fire, again, Eliyahu stands by and he sees a big fire, lo v'rash Hashem. It says, not Hashem yet. The Ha'arashish called Mamadaka, and then is a very, very quiet, silent noise, very, very low noise. When Eliyahu heard this little noise, he hides his face, he hid his face. He goes outside to the entrance of the cave, again he hears something. Again he asks me the same question. You asked me this question before. Now I'm outside, so the same thing that I heard. When I was inside, now he's outside. He says, yeah, what are you doing here? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? He just told me to come here. The sentence 10, sentence 11, he says, he heard the voice, told him, go stand in front of the mountain, in front of Hashem. Hashem says, what are you doing here? He says, what am I doing? He just told me to come here. So the first question, maybe, I just hit it over here, I just got over here, because the angel told me I have to walk for a long walk. And I arrived over here, so maybe it means Hashem is not telling me to come down here. But here I'm standing outside, and Hashem is asking me, what are you doing here? So, well, you just told me to come here. I was inside the cave, you told me to come outside. He said, Hashem is asking, what are you doing? And first of all, what am I doing? I already told you what I did, what I'm doing here. You just asked me a few minutes ago, what am I doing? You just told me. I just told you. Instead of this, he's giving you the same lecture, exactly the same words. It says, I took revenge for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael left the treaty, they broke the altars, they killed the prophets, I was left by myself. They want to kill me. Not exactly. In Mamad al-Sinai, we didn't hear the quieting. There's no sign in the Chumash that Hashem may arrive to quiet. That's the only place in the Tanakh that we have information that Hashem may arrive quiet. Usually, when we want to imagine the arrival of Hashem, Hashem is in Naibar, but at time of Kodesh, we know that level. The Gemara said he arrived with 22,000 angels, and then finally the whole world was quiet, and then Hashem spoke. But it doesn't say that Hashem arrived when it was quiet. It says it was fire on Har Sinai. It says it was noise, but it doesn't say this kind of description that after the noise died, then Hashem arrived. It doesn't say that in the Chumash. Second, he's saying the same statement, and he's asking the same question, he gives the same answer. He says, go back, you can go back to the Damascus. It means go back towards Syria. Sounds like it's a promise, the middle says, it's a promise that nothing can happen to you. So why did you drag me all down here? And he's afraid. He says, somebody wants to kill me. And he says, don't worry about it. Go back. None of you was a prophet. Hashem arrived and spoke to him in all places, in all occasions. So now Hashem took him, he arrived over here at Har Sinai. And now Hashem tells him, go back, don't worry about it. So don't worry about it. Why did I get here? It's a big question, what does it mean? It's a big question. It's very hard to understand, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells that you go to Syria, and in Syria you should appoint Mr. Hazael to be the king on Aram. Of course, the other will never do it anyway. He will go to Shamayim before anything will happen to Mr. Hazael later. But some of them say what it means that Elisha Navi, maybe he is the one that's going to do it later. But again, what do you mean? You go to Syria and you're going to appoint a king in Syria. They say, sounds like Eli Cohen. He says, what does it mean? A Jew is going to Syria to appoint the president of Syria. What do you mean? What do I have to appoint president in Syria? The next one is in the Yerushalayim. I don't know what it means.
But who would recognize
right.
that he went right. to the kingdom?
Yeah. That's it. Sounds like Eli Cohen. Yeah. Again, later we'll see later that they have some respect for him. Elisha will arrive over there. But it's very strange that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Eliyahu Navi that he should go and appoint a king in Syria. Who cares about it? I mean, what's so important about it? Eliyahu Navi has to appoint the king in Syria. Who cares who is going to be the president of Syria? By the way, also, again, he never did it. Elisha is going to do it. That Yehu is going to be the new king on Israel after Ahaz. But Elisha ben Shaphat, you go and you find the person whose name is Elisha ben Shaphat. He lives in a place that's called Mechola, like a valley of Mechola. You finish the job. Why you finish the job? Since I heard from you the statement about my children that you said that the Am Yisrael left the treaty, they don't bring Milah, just forget about it. No more. Eliyahu Navi, you finish the job. Whoever is going to be able to run away, to escape from Chazael, the Chazael again is the king of Syria that he is going to attack Am Yisrael, and the people will run away for their life, Yehu will find them and he will kill them. Whoever is going to be able to run away from the sword of Yehu, Yamit Elisha, again, we don't find anything in the Tanakh later that anything like this did happen. Let's talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Eliyahu, when we get to it later, maybe we'll be able to find something. But Elisha never killed anybody besides 42 children later, but we'll get to it later. But this is a prophecy that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu Navi. He said, it's all over with you, and I have for you a mission. Again, this mission also was not fulfilled by Yehoshua HaNavi. Besides, the last thing that he should appoint Elisha HaNavi to be Navi instead of him. By the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells in sentence 18, V'yishar ti b'Yisrael shevat alafim. I'm going to leave in Am Yisrael 7,000 people. Who are the 7,000 people? Kol ha-berkayim, all the knees asher lo karu la-baal, they did not bow down to the statue, to the baal. The kol ha-per asher ha-shakar, with the mouth, they did not kiss that idol. Those are the ones that are going to be left in Am Yisrael. 7,000. Sounds like that the rest, Chas v'Shalom, are going to be destroyed. And of course, it didn't happen that Am Yisrael were left with 7,000 people. But this again, that's a prophecy that Hashem tells Eliyahu HaNavi. You should know, sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Eliyahu HaNavi. Whatever Eliyahu HaNavi said, that Am Yisrael do not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they just betrayed the treaty. Hashem said, 7,000 I'm going to leave, the rest are going to be destroyed, Chas v'Shalom. Elisha Misham sends his team with permission. He leaves. He decides that Elisha Mishapad Bukhari Shnei Masar Tzadim Lefadah Mishnei Mishnei Masar. He says the question what it means. Maybe 12 bulls, and he's on the pair number 12 maybe. Ve'yavur Eliyahu Elav, Eliyahu passes by. Ve'yisera Dato Elav, he throws his jacket, his scarf on him. It was like a sign, why don't you come along with me? Elisha left the bull, he runs up to him. He says, Sir, let me come after you. I was just going to kiss my parents and say goodbye to them, and I'm going to follow you to go with you. He says nothing. I mean, didn't even talk to him, didn't say nothing to him. He just threw a piece of his scarf or his jacket on him. He understood what the owl wants. And he's running, he says, I'm going to say goodbye to my parents, I'm coming with you. He says, where are you going? Well, I didn't do anything. Go back, don't go back. He says, I didn't say anything to you. Elisha understands the hint. At this moment, Elisha understood that Eliyahu chose him to be his assistant. He goes and he takes the bull by his becher, he slaughtered the bull. The people that are standing over there by and they're helping him to plow, they're standing by, and he takes the two bulls, he slaughters the two bulls, cooks them. He's happy, Chacham Yusei is happy because the Eliyahu HaNavi chose him to be his assistant. He's making a goodbye party to his people. He goes behind the Eliyahu HaNavi. After Eliyahu HaNavi is going to become his servant, the Gemara says that Elisha is somebody that just serves and helps the Eliyahu HaNavi, not to learn with the Eliyahu HaNavi. Says the Gemara, it's better, says the Gemara, to serve a Talmid Chacham than to learn. It doesn't say that he went after the Eliyahu and he learned with the Eliyahu. It says the Vashateh. Vashateh means he just served him. Says the Gemara, Gadol Shimusha Yutem Ulimuda. Says the Gemara that, you know, from here we learn. But then there's another pasuk. The Gemara says later. So Rami said that's the first hint that we hear about Elisha, that Elisha did not go to study with Eliyahu. He went just to help Eliyahu, to serve Eliyahu. And says, you see, for me, it's better to serve a Talmid Chacham rather than just learn with him. So the question is, what does it mean exactly? What's so important about it? In order really to understand this, the story over here, just like to find it now. Just 1 second. If you take the Tanakh with your permission, it's page 1172. This is Sefer Yirmiyahu. This is after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu Navi was mainly, maybe the only prophet that survived. Not exactly, but a few more But the one that was long time before the destruction, and the whole time he used to teach and preach and talk about the destruction, and whatever he said was 100%. Was never something that he was wrong. Constantly he said, that's going to happen, and that happened. It did happen. It says, somebody's going to come and destroy it, and Hamikdash will take you. And said certain things, and they put him in jail. They threw him into a pit with mud. They tried to kill him. Every prophecy he said, they said, because of you, because you're saying this, we're going to kill you because it's nonsense. He had a fight with all the false prophets that denied and said whatever he said is wrong. It says whatever he said became true. Not only that, he went to exile with Am Yisrael. He left Yerushalayim. He went with them to Iraq. And he, on the way, he patted them and he spoke to them, even though some of them were involved in these things against him. They tried to kill him, they tried to punish him. They did all kinds of bad things to him, horrible, horrible things. Nevertheless, he goes over there, and then some people left in Eretz Yisrael. And of course, if you remember, we have it called Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia is because there was a guy, his name was Ishmael ben Netanyah. Ishmael Netanyah was a Jew, a convert Jew from Egypt, that he killed Gedalia ben Achikam. He killed him. At the time, there were some Jews left in Eretz Israel, even though most of us already went to Iraq, to Babel. Some of them left in Eretz Israel, and I don't know why, but this was the permission of Yimach Shimon who was ordained in the Nebuchadnezzar. They left in Eretz Israel and they stayed in Eretz Israel. And after,
why did he go to the Galus?
I'm going to speak about it.
He went to the Galut.
He went to Iraq, and now...
Isn't he the only Navi who had Nebuah outside of Eretz?
No, Yechezkel also had. Yeah. So this is page 1172 that we are up in Yirmiyahu. This is a story when Ishmael went and killed Gedalia ben Achikam. He killed him. And and now the whole thing in Israel now is the confusion, and they don't know what's going to be, because Gedalia ben Achikam was so called the president of Am Yisrael, was a very, very holy man, and he was the president of Am Yisrael at the time in Israel, and now this guy Ishmael killed him, and they don't know what's going to be, what they should do. They left the people that left in Eretz Israel, they don't know what to do. It says it's a confusion now. This guy Ishmael is a murderer, and they don't know what to do, to stay, to go someplace, to run away for the life. They don't want to go to Iraq, because in Iraq is a big exile, and they want to go to America. And at that time was not America. At that time America was Egypt. So they want to run away from Eretz Israel to go to Egypt. So look at the Navi, if you need permission. This is chapter 1172. Chapter 42, and then the Navi is going to tell you what happened now after Gedalia ben Achikam is dead. Gedalia ben Achikam was not only the holiest at the time and the president of Israel, he was appointed by Yimach Shemur Nebuchadnezzar, that he is the one that is allowed to stay in Israel with a few people as well. So since he died, so it says, the Navi says, Vayikshu kol zeh, Yirmiyahu wrote it in his book, Vayikshu kol tzareh ha'chalim, Yohanan ben Kareach, Ve'izaniah ben Hosheah, Ve'cholam mikatzem al-gadol. The people that were left in Israel after this murder, Emru Yirmiyahu Navi, Tiponna tzinadenu panecha, please, we beg you, Yitpalel ba'adinu al-Hashem Elokecha, ba'ad kol ha'shirit hazot. He says, please pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we only survivors from the big Holocaust, כי נשארנו מעט מהבק אשר אינך רוצה לנו. He says, we only left so many people left. It's almost no one. Please pray to Hashem. What do we want from you? ויגיד לנו השם אלוקיך יוגע שתלה את הדרך השני לשמה את הדבר שנותן it's the best thing that ever happened because finally ברוך השם they did not believe in הקדוש ברוך הוא they didn't want to listen to Yirmiyahu all the years that Yirmiyahu was a prophet and warned that nothing happened they didn't listen to him they tried to kill him now ברוך השם Yirmiyahu is the prophet Yirmiyahu is the prophet, they're going to ask him, finally, after everything became true, they trust him 100%. They trust him 100%, they want to know from Yirmiyahu what to do, where should they go, they should stay in Israel, they should run for their life, where do they go? The Yomer Alim Yirmiyahu answers them, Navi Shamati, says, I listen to you. They tell him, you God, he tells them, it's you God. He says, I'm going to pray to you, God. I see now that you mean well, finally you believe in God, let me ask God, I'll give you an answer, what God says. Look at the tragedy. They continue, they talk to him, it says, as we promised you, finally, we believe in God 1,000,000%. אם לא ככל הדבר אשר שלחך השם אלוקיך אלינו כנתה. Again, they refer Hashem to his God, Yirmiyahu calls Hashem is their God, but finally they say, whatever God is going to tell you, we do. In Tov Imra, doesn't matter, whatever God says, good or bad, we're ready to sacrifice ourselves. They call Hashem Elokeinu, finally, they call Hashem their God. It says, we're going to listen to Hashem, Asher Anak Meshotim Otcha Elav, Nishma. We're going to listen. Finally, Baruch Hashem, what can be better? The best thing can have ever happen. Baruch Hashem, they all agreed to listen to Hashem the first time, to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the one that they betrayed and they tried to kill and all the bad things that they did to him, embarrassed him, called him names, everything. Now, the man in order asher itav lanu ki nishma mikol Hashem Elokeinu. We know if we're going to listen to you, we're going to listen to God, and that's good for us. Right? What do you expect? What do you expect? What can be better than that? Vayim miket atar teyamim, 10 days took. Vayidvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to Yirmiyahu. Vayikra li Yohanan ekira kol hachalim yisrael tov hachalim yisrael tov hachalim. Ko amar Hashem. Here, a prophet just arrived. Email. I just got the email now. That's the email from Hashem directly this moment. It was not something that was left last night in my P.O. box or in my voicemail. Just arrived the prophecy. That's what God said. Atem shelachtem motili elav lifanet kanten levana. It says, you said that to Yirmiyahu to pray and to say your prayers. Fine. Stay here. Don't go to America. Don't go to any place. Just stay here. A message, email, clearly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said they're going to listen. Perfect. Fine. I'm going to build back Israel. I'm not going to leave you. I regret al harash lishlachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he is sorry what he did to us. What can be better than that? So you ask Yirmiyahu HaNavi, what shall we do? It says, God loves you. God says, stay over here. No, move, don't move from here. Nothing bad will happen to you. The opposite. Hashem is going to help you. Don't be afraid of the Machshimu Nebuchadnezzar, Saddam Hussein. Forget about it. I'm going to save you. Nothing will happen to you. He's going to have mercy on you. Everybody's going to come back to Israel. If you're going to tell me, Hashem knows the truth, they're not going to stay. They're not staying. Do you believe such a thing? They're not saying. They said first, whatever Yirmiyahu will say, they're going to do anything. Hashem comes back and after 10 days tells them, I regret what I did to you. Stay away, I'm going to rebuild Israel. But if you don't, what happened if you don't? ואם אומרים אתם בני שבע עשרה לבלתי שמועה בכל השמים ככם מנהג אליסין לאמור לא מצלן לבוא דבוא נגוד תמאה כך אשר נראה מלחמה בכל שפעה ונשמע לכם ונראה ושם נשאר so good over there, there's no war in America, nothing is going to happen over there besides of course the twin tower ואתה לכן שמוד הרשו שני יש יודע says I have another message, a new email, a threat. Until now I spoke to you like children. You said you want to stay. You said you're going to do whatever I say. I'm telling you to stay. But I know you. But I'm threatening you. If you're not going to do it, and you're going to go to America, go to Egypt. Ve'ata lachen shimud ha'ashim zehem kumah shen 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 zehem So what do you expect? What do you think those people should do?
Well, we know what they should do.
Chapter, if you turn the page. Page 1174. A whole threat. A whole page of threat. Threat.
So just read chapter 43 of Eden.
Page chapter 43. Vayikhe chalot Yirmiyahu ledaber al kol ha'am. Yirmiyahu finished to say this lecture. Et kol divrei Hashem Elohim. Ledaber al kol ha'am. Et kol divrei Hashem Elohim. Hashem shelachu Hashem Elohim. Hashem shelachu Hashem Elohim. Vayomer Azaya ben Hoshea. Vayochanan mitzvah chodesh yinu. Sheker atam edaber. A lie. He just made up the whole thing. They're going to Egypt.
No, they don't want us to go to Egypt.
Yes. They're going to Egypt.
Well,
they said, it's not true. God didn't send you. The whole thing is a lie. Forget about it. They took everybody. They took the ladies, the children, and all the daughters of the king. Everything was left in Eretz Israel. They go to Egypt.
They go to Egypt.
Do you believe such a thing? Wow, that's not a punchline. It's worse than
that. What I said to you is full of things like this.
That's not, you know, this is the last survivor. The last survivor after this Holocaust, it was Abel Machshimon, and Abel Machshimon killed all of Israel. And they stayed in Israel. Then they go to Yirmiyahu and they tell him, go ask God, call God on the telephone, and tell us what God said, we'll do anything what God said. Forget about it. He comes back, he says, that's what God says, you're a liar. So why did you send me? Why did you ask me to ask God? You said you're going to do anything. I asked God, and now you're telling me I'm lying? I said, after Yirmiyahu, all the prophets that he said became true. They tried to kill him, they hit him, they tried to choke him, everything, whatever he said, everything became true. So everything is true. 100%, you see, all of Israel was destroyed, the rest of Iraq, few people left in Israel. So now you see, I was right 100%. So I'm the last prophet, maybe besides you others, but I'm the main one is Yirmiyahu. It says, you're the one, 100%. We saw, whatever you said is 100%. Ask God, they ask God, I said, that's God, wrong. You already got the
same. Maybe they were sent because of the area?
No, not the area. No, then the Navi continues. It says the Nebuchadnezzar is coming to Egypt. It's coming to America. It's coming to Egypt. It's going to destroy. It's going to kill you in Egypt. So this is chapter 1176. Yirmiyahu goes to Egypt. He goes to Egypt, he talks to them. Yirmiyahu goes to Egypt. Try to bring them back. If you remember the history, the Gemara says, Middleton, you know. Yeah, that's what really what the punchline here in Yirmiyahu, and the same punchline about Eliyahu. It starts with Noah. That Noah really was erased from the history. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, angels sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said a statement, O Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. I said, God Almighty, bless God Almighty that He is the God from the world before to the next world. Talking about before this world was created. Medrash says, when Adam HaShem was created, and just ask Adam HaShem, that's the guy that you really created the world for. So God said, no. Hashem said, no. Now this man is a thief. A gunner. And he says, he stole from the tree. It's nothing. Noah came. Angels asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the one. They said, he's a drunken. He likes to drink. Then he continued to Abraham. Hashem said, no, Abraham, no, Yitzchak, we stayed only with Yaakov. Just one point about Noah. Noah was erased from the history. Some of like when you read the Torah, is because he got drunk. But that's to get drunk, I mean, it's not the biggest sin. It doesn't say in the Torah not to get drunk. He didn't do a sin. I said, the only failure that you see in the Torah about Noah is he got drunk. So what did he got? So the Medrash says both say the same thing, that Noah's fault really was that he did not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save the world. And that's what Moshe came into the picture. If you remember that, he says, Mechen Yina Mitzitrecha Asher Katavta. It says, Moshe constantly was praying to Hashem, Am Yisrael. Those sinners, that is the golden calf, 40 days after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Ten Commandments, still Moshe's praying, says, forgive them. Will you forgive them? Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to destroy Am Yisrael besides you. All worship. Forget about it. Let me destroy Moshe standing, holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said, sounds like in his garment. And he's asking the Lord, please, if you want to kill them, erase me. Let them leave, I want to die. And says, you want to die? For the sinners. Because constantly, the Gemara says, you have to pray for Am Yisrael, not Chas V'Shalom, just let them go. Hashem should punish them, Hashem should kill them. You have to pray, Hashem should have mercy on them if there is a tragedy. This is really what's the secret behind Noah, that he is drunk. It's not drunk. Drunk is not a sin, but it means, this is you come outside the Teva, this is the whole world is deserted, he wants, where is the bar? It says, it's the bar. You have to tear your clothing, you have to see Shiva. Since everybody died, millions, this is no information, but millions of people drowned in the water, the whole world deserted, everything was destroyed, not only the Twin Towers, the whole thing is over, and he wants to have L'chaim. So you have L'chaim. And so you're supposed to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're supposed to ask, look what happened. No. Of course, the Medrash says he cries for a little bit. The question is when, after, before, but anyway, you can't just have a holiday and a good time when you see the whole thing is destructive. This was really the scene of Noah, where the Medrash says that the people told the angels, forget about this time. Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's really, his spark in one way is the spark of Eliyahu, and in one way is the spark of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu Navi says that he carries a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliyahu Navi, the Medrash and Dari say that Eliyahu carries a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is what the Navi is going to tell you, that Izebel wants to kill Yirmiyahu Navi. It is true. It is true.
Eliyahu.
Eliyahu, I'm sorry. Isabel wants to kill Eliyahu, and Yoyakim wants to kill Eliyahu. It's true. It says Taul wanted to kill Moshe. It is true. Elohim Yivakesh Et Anirav. You should know Hashem loves you because somebody is bothering you. But instead, what you have to do is to still have mercy and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to do it to those people. So those people really that did such a bad thing to Yirmiyahu Navi, instead of Yirmiyahu, you can read, that Yirmiyahu constantly was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save them. Not only that, the Yirmiyahu Navi will write in his own book, that's what the Medrash says, in his own book, it says this is the last say government in Israel. The Jews in Israel are the last so-called the citizens of Israel are staying in Israel, and now they're going to come to Yahweh and say, okay, now finally we believe in you, finally we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what shall we do, what shall we do? And he says, well, I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he comes back with an answer, they call him a liar. They say, you don't know what you're talking about. And they disobey Hashem's command, and they go to Egypt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yirmiyahu Navi, because they're going to Egypt, I'm going to destroy them in Egypt. And Yirmiyahu Navi, as a leader, goes to Egypt. Because you have to pray in Egypt for them. You have to be with the nation. It says, who are the nation? The sinners. The ones that disobey Hashem's prophecy. The ones that disobey Hashem's command not to go to Egypt. They went. Nevertheless, as the leader of the Midrash, that's what Yirmiyahu Navi is all about. And Yirmiyahu Navi is not like this. Yirmiyahu Navi did not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he made his biggest miracle last week, chapter 18, that he was able to bring Am Yisrael back to the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They do believe, and everybody is behind him, he's able to kill the prophet. He doesn't pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter. Only 7,000 people really left before they did not worship the idols. And the other, forget about it. Yeah. So here the test is coming. It says, Isabel is sending a messenger. She wants to kill him. And says, he wants to kill you. He says, kill me. So yesterday, the whole nation were behind me. And says, and then, what did you do? It says, nothing. It says, nothing. Now she's going to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send him an angel to try to wake him up. That the job of the prophet is not just to say the prophecy, the job of the prophet and everyone is to pray for Israel. He doesn't pray. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask him, says, what are you running for? He says, the answer should have been, first of all, I don't have to answer you that answer because you know what I'm running for. Secondly, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, it's not what is he doing here, what he's running from. It means, what happened? What do you think had happened? That yesterday he only fell behind you and today you're running for your life. Obviously something is wrong. That's why Hashem tries to wake him up. He doesn't wake up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies him the food. He goes 40 days, 40 nights. He hits Mount Sinai. Hits Mount Sinai, he goes into the cave. Says the cave, if you remember, this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was in that cave, the Midrash says. This is the cave in Parashat Ki Tisa. ושמתיך בנקרת הצור. והיה בעבור כבודי, ושמתיך בנקרת הצור. says, Moshe Rabbeinu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in דרכך, and Hashem said to listen, you say, 13 מידות, Hashem, כרחום וחנון, this is when Hashem is going to forgive. It says, you, Eliyahu Navi, as part of Moshe Rabbeinu, what you should do, is you should pray for Israel. Instead, he goes over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu passes by, and he passes by, and he says, oh, Eliyahu Navi, Hashem is here. Hashem says, excuse me, what are you doing here? I said, what are you doing here? You don't understand what you have to do here. Over here you have to do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. That's the spot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe and gave Moshe the secret of Shloshes Hamidot, the 13 ways how to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for complete forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, he's saying the same statement, Am Yisrael no good, huh? Says the Midrash, finish the job, goodbye, goodbye. Eliyahu, goodbye. It says, you're a very nice person, but the mission that you said is not fulfilled. That's what the Medrash says, the punishment that Eliyahu Navi arrives in every Brit Milah. It's a punishment for Eliyahu Navi. It's not a zechut. For us it's a zechut that Navi comes. So the Navi is a punishment. It says, why does he come? Because he did not fulfill his task. His obligation was to pray for Swami Yisrael. Instead, he's saying twice the same statement and doesn't get the idea from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why Noah was erased from the history, and this is really, some Chachamim say, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to Eretz Israel because he said a statement, Shimuna Amorim. He said to Am Yisrael, you will listen the ones that you don't want to listen. Instead, to pray for them, he embarrassed them. As the leader of Am Yisrael is just to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the survival of Am Yisrael, not to embarrass them and not to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu the nations are bad. Eliyahu HaNavi, the minute that he does not fulfill it, is going to be erased, so called, from his mission that he goes to Shamayim, which is go and appoint Elisha to be the Navi instead of you, because you did not fulfill your obligation to pray for Am Yisrael. And Ariel says that Ermiyahu HaNavi, later he does the job that he is also a staff of Moshe Rabbeinu, something like Eliyahu HaNavi was, that he is going to do the job even better, that he goes out on the first Israel to Egypt to convince the people, don't stay in Egypt, even though they promised they're going to listen to the prophecy, even though Hashem said that he's going to destroy them in Egypt, he's going to Egypt. Eventually, all of them died in Egypt. Nevertheless, Eliyahu HaNavi has an obligation, like Moshe Rabbeinu, to pray for Israel. He is going to Egypt to try to convince them in Egypt to come back to Eretz Israel. So this is what the Medrash says. The Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask, who prayed for my nation? Because that's what really I can always expect from us, to pray for the nation. This is part of the obligation of leadership, to pray for the nation. It's to help the nation, not to lead the nation, not to rule the nation, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nation. And Eliyahu HaNavi, even though that he made the biggest miracle, now he is in the task to see if he's going to do the job. By the way, if you remember, the Medrash says that Eliyahu HaNavi was in the group of angels when Hashem asked the angel on creation to create mankind, and they said, don't create him. So-called, he is holding at his first statement, don't create mankind. Not only that, don't create, and Eliyahu HaNavi said, the men that you're going to create are not going to be an honest person, he's going to be a liar, he's going to be this. And says, nevertheless, whatever they do, that's when Eliyahu HaNavi does the opposite. Even though they don't listen, and they don't do what Hashem says, he's still praying for them. Eliyahu HaNavi is holding in his own first statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mankind are no good, they're no good, no good for you, forget about it, just go appoint Elisha. He is going to be the one that's going to help Am Yisrael and not to say bad things about them. So the Eliyahu HaNavi, so-called, says the Midrash is punished to run to Ez Brit Milah is because he did not pray for Am Yisrael. So even a person in such a high level, he has to know, says Ari, that the obligation is to pray for Am Yisrael and not to say bad things about Am Yisrael.
What about Eliyahu HaNavi coming to the Seder?
It's because of redemption. It has to come before Mashiach comes.